The federal government is trumpeting a new report that's found most Indigenous people in remote communities have accepted the emergency measures at the Northern Territory intervention. Buoyed by that, the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, says the government will expand a program that links welfare payments to school attendance. But there are questions about whether the report is an accurate reflection of what Indigenous people in the Territory really think. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Parliament House in Canberra.
The consultation report says there's broad acceptance of the intervention in remote Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. It's found a majority of Indigenous people support a trial scheme that docks welfare payments from parents who fail to make their children attend school. The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, says the government is listening and will expand the current trial program in the Territory.
Well, the message loud and clear from Aboriginal people, from parents and grandparents, is that they want this. If you ask the people here who run this school, they think that's a good idea. They think it's a good idea because they want to see children here every single day. And they're as frustrated as the parents we spoke to in many, many Aboriginal communities who want to make sure that they get their kids to school every day.
And she says the government has a similarly clear message for parents.
You get your children to school. Send your children to school. Send your children to school. Every child needs to go to school every single day.
The report's also found that there's strong support for communities to maintain alcohol restrictions. The government won't introduce a floor price on alcohol, but it will keep the current alcohol controls in place. Overall, the report seems to indicate that Indigenous people are largely happy with what the government's already doing. That's raised questions and suspicions. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooder, says there were flaws in the consultation process that produced the report.
This is a very extensive process. It covers a whole lot of very in-depth, detailed issues. So the six-week time frame we have a problem with. If we look at the concept of free, prior and informed consent, the informed part worries me because, again, it's a very complicated document. It hasn't been translated into any languages in the Northern Territory.
The Green Senator, Rachel Seward, says some Indigenous people feel the consultations had a foregone conclusion.
I was told that some of these meetings there was a lot of concern and anger expressed, in fact, about the intervention. Certainly her take on what people have been telling her about the measures in the intervention are very different to those that I have been told, in fact, to other people that I have spoken to.
And she's attacked the proposal to expand the welfare and school attendance measures.
If people choose to do income management voluntarily, I don't have a problem with that. It's the punitive nature of imposing this from the top that doesn't change behaviour. And they can't point to a proper independent study that shows this works. And the government's knee-jerk reaction is, oh, let's just ping the parents again. Let's cut off welfare support for those families instead of actually addressing the root causes of the problem.
She's also indicated the Greens won't support legislation to maintain or expand the existing intervention programs after August next year. That means the government will need to get the opposition's support. The opposition's Indigenous Affairs spokesman, Nigel Scullion, has indicated the coalition will probably back the legislation.
Well, we'll have a look at that legislation, but generally speaking, I think it's fair to say that the coalition have had a very bipartisan support to this.
But he says the government's been too slow to enforce many of the measures first introduced by the coalition in 2007.
The problem is that Labor didn't act. Their wheels have been spinning, they've been driving around in first gear, and they've been going absolutely nowhere. We should be at a stage today that we look back at these communities and know that we should be now preparing to exit the communities. There should be people should be at school right across these communities, and sadly, that is not the case.
The opposition's Indigenous Affairs spokesman, Nigel Scullion, ending that report from Stephen Jedgetts.